At Westminster was such a match, the like was never known. A whore that was painted and patched did meet with a Frenchman alone. The Frenchman was woefully clapped, and so was the whore also. He asked if she ever was tapped, but still she made answer no. The Frenchman then needs would be doing, supposing himself for two ease. At last, by his amorous wooing, he added unto his disease. He joyed that so soon he had won her to grant him his heart's desire, and then he had stoutly done her. She set all his ringing on fire. The Frenchman began for to mutter, and feared she had served him a trick, for he found himself hotter and hotter, and wished she had been at Old Nick. When he first began for to dally, though 'twas with a wicked intent, but yet the same brazen-faced Molly did little conceive what he meant. But finding himself out of order, he swore by gar she should die before she went any further, for with heat he began for to fry. And she was as notably peppered, to torture her it did begin. She spotted was like to a leopard, from the sole of the foot to the chin. At which he didn't seem to be pleased, and could not but laugh in his mind, though he was as strangely diseased as you by the sequel shall find. He told her that she was a whore to play such a damnable trick. She told him she knew that before, and then bit a pox of his prick. For you like a rogue had beguiled me, I partly do now understand, but cannot well say you have spoiled me, because I was spoiled to your hand. But yet I must tell you, monsieur, you not by the bargain have got, and I think it will cost you full dear for meddling with my merry spot. A pox of your merry spot, then, the Frenchman aloud he did cry. 'Tis enough for to spoil 20 men that have no more forecast than I. But yet I believe you will find yourself in a pickled condition. At Kingsland some help you may find if you draw up a handsome petition. You must to the hospital go, if ever you mean to be cured, for 'tis such a torment I know, that well it cannot be endured. Was ever poor Frenchman so served? The monsieur began for to cry, but yet he said he did deserve it, that with common bitches would lie. But I do resolve for the future no flattering jades to believe. Experience it is the best tutor, who tells me that whores will deceive. But yet I am well enough served, that had an intent for to spoil her, and 'tis not a plague undeserved, because I did think to beguile her. And since such a trick she has shown me, I think I had best to be friends. If she for a husband will own me, I'll wed her and make her amends. A rogue and a whore met together, 'tis pity they never should part, for 'tis 40 to 1 if that either be loyal and true in the heart. So to her he told his intent, how he was disposed her to marry. Away to the church then they went, for neither was willing to tarry. And thus you have heard of a wedding where pockified couple did wed, and there was no need of a leading this rogue and his whore to the bed. I wish this may be a fair warning to English as well to the French, that they every day may be learning to despise a bold, impudent wench. He thought at the first to deceive her, and so to leave her in the lurch. But he had not power to leave her, so both were conjoined in the church.